This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every Sunday. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We're proud to be on this station, AM 590, The Answer, Inland Empire's leading talk station. To the listener, feel free to reach out to us anytime you have a question at myself, my colleagues, at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you may have. Now, I'm a principal at Falcon Wealth Planner, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money. Now, why are we also a money management firm? It's because with the advice that we give to people, sometimes they go to implement it, they go to their advisor, and their advisor sells them stuff. We've talked about this before. The commission-based advisors, that all they care about is telling you to roll over your money so they can manage it. I'm going to share with you a couple stories today, a couple things that actually happened this past week. And one of them is from somebody that was told to force them to roll over their money. They said, you know what, the only way that we can help is to roll it over, which is true. That's what happens when you're a commission-based product selling agent, is that you can only get compensated by selling a product. Versus a fee-only financial planning firm like us, we can help truly doing what's in your best interest because we're salaried. We don't get paid on what we sell. We don't get paid on anything. We get paid hourly. And then some people decide to retain us where we can manage money as well. Now, I want to share with you two main stories today, two main things that happened. One of them was somebody was 57 years old. They work at a oil refinery over near the, we'll call it Long Beach area. And they're wanting to retire at 57 years old. Now, they've already retired, actually. This is after the fact. They actually ended up seeing ourselves over at Falcon Wealth Planning. They ended up coming into the office and telling us what just has happened. What they ended up retiring from this oil refinery company and then rolling over their 401k on the advice of their advisor that they had. Here's the problem. They're 57 years old. They need to live off that money. The problem they're now having is that the advisor's telling them, you can't pull out the money. You're not 59 and a half. I can't begin to tell you how irate our client was, how irate they became. So much so where they got on the phone and absolutely called every single person to find out a way where they can take out their money. On top of that, they sold them into annuities that needed 10 years until they can live off the income. Oh, that was a payday for them. That was almost $1 million account. So they sold them into an annuity along with a managed account. Here is the issue. What should have been advised, if it wasn't for a commission selling representative, what should have been recommended, this is assuming, of course, he was working with a fiduciary, which he's not. And by the way, here at our firm, Falcon Wealth Planning, we are all fiduciaries at our firm. What he could have easily done is leave it in his 401k. And if he would have left it in his 401k, he could have done something called a 72T. What is a 72T? It is an early retirement option if you were to retire from your employer. If you leave it in your 401k, in your retirement account, you can pull out the money and pay no penalty on the money that you take out. Now, unfortunately, that person didn't say that because you know why? If that money was left in the 401k, how was he supposed to get paid? You think he was going to wait 2.5 years until he turned 59 and a half? No way. He needs money now. So, needless to say, he sought help. And that's where he came to our firm at Falcon Wealth Planning. And we ended up helping him figure out a strategy and how he could take distributions penalty free. Yes, there is still a way to do it. There's always a way to do it. I feel like I've never had a client pay a penalty. I'm very comfortable, very, very easy for me to say. I've never had that happen in my career. So if you are sitting with an advisor, if you have somebody that's trying to tell you to roll over the account and continually trying to tell you that they want to manage your money, be aware. Be aware of that. Do they truly have your best interest? Maybe your retirement account has the best options. Maybe there is some strategies inside that retirement account, like we talked about before, called an NUA, net unrealized appreciation, if you work for a publicly traded company. Maybe there's any after-tax money in that account and that other advisor doesn't have a clue about it. He was never taught to ask those type of questions, because why pay tax twice on certain money? That happens more times than I can even count. I would say 3 out of 10 rollovers I do, I see that there are after-tax money in their retirement accounts. Don't get caught up in that mumbo jumbo. That's the easiest way I can say it, the mumbo jumbo. Don't get caught up in that. Don't let somebody sell you something with a flossy, glossy kind of sales material. I make a joke at our firm. Our sales material is a notepad that we write on. That's what it is, because there's nothing to sell. We have no products. We sell brain. Crazy how that works. So just be aware, folks. All right. You're listening, by the way, if you're just joining us, to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on AM 590, The Answer. We're on every Sunday. So we're talking about just things to avoid, things that I saw this week, and that really just upset me. This poor person, if he didn't, I don't know. I mean, he probably would have found an advisor, I'm sure. Hopefully he would have found an advisor, but I think to myself, and he said this, he reminded me of this multiple times. We spoke almost three times this week after our initial two-hour meeting, which normally it's not 2 hours, so that was a really long meeting, but still. Just reminding us how grateful he was for the amount of detail and the way to help him avoid penalties. And it's funny how, in regards to personal finance, a lot of people worry about the finance part of it, selling product, making sure their money lasts. But the part I think this person appreciated the most was the personal side of it. And that's something that is often overlooked. So please don't wait. Don't wait until you retire and then you'll go ahead and ask for help. That's the wrong time. You don't do that. You don't buy a home and then ask for opinion of your spouse. What did you think of the home? I tried that before. My wife was pissed. You want to get the input first. Second pair of eyes. I did that with a car too. I'll never hear the end of it. You want to make sure you get a second opinion, an objective third-party opinion that is not from a commission-based person who's selling you product. I mean, those are every bank out there, every bank advisor and any big major banks, they're commission-based advisors. They're selling you product. Good luck with that. Sounds good because they're reputable right around the corner, but the advisors are commission-based. Is that really who you should be getting your advice from? You have to beware. There are large conflicts of interest in this industry. There are products that pay you on $100, they'll pay you $1. There's some that'll pay you $20. What do you think they're going to offer you? Yes, they're going to offer you the one that pays them almost 20 times more. You have to be careful. And thank goodness there's this new fiduciary rule that's coming out, which, by the way, other side of Congress, the lobbyists, the people who are commission-based brokers are trying to get other people in Congress to overturn that. We're not even going to talk about that. So hey, you're in it for yourself. Congress cannot protect you. They're doing it enough. Call that socialism, where they're trying to make all the decisions for you. It comes to a point, you need to educate yourself, you need to empower yourself, and you need to do research. This is your money. You can't trust a recommendation of a family member, a recommendation of a friend, someone that you know. It doesn't work that way. That's not how we choose doctors. We choose who's the best doctor that's available to us. That's not how we choose cars. No, we test drive it. We make sure, go to Consumer Reports. What are the safest? Or in my brother's case, the fastest and nicest looking. But you get the point. You take a look at what's the best available option. You have to do that research. You have to. You can't rely on other people continually protecting you. Because guess what? The bad guys will always still find a way around it. Look at the new form of security. Security. Cybersecurity is the new number one way of crime. Cyber Security is the new way. Forget getting your car stolen. That's too much risk. Let's go on other way halfway around the world and log on a computer and try to steal your identity. Everybody in America has gotten their identity stolen. The difference is some people know it and some people don't believe it. If you were to add up, I mean, just 100 million people get it. What was it? It was Target. Then you had these credit card companies. Then you had United Healthcare. You had all the, it was 100 million, 100 million, 80 million, 70 million, 50 million. You add that up, it's like a billion people. Well, guess what, folks? We got 350 million people in this country. And a billion plus have got their information hacked. Do the math. And probably 100 million of them are under 18. It's evolving. You have to educate yourself, not just about money, what to expect in retirement, and everything else. That's how we stay in business, folks. This is what we do on a daily basis. This is what we pride ourselves in. Any question our clients have, anything that involves a dollar symbol, they give us a call. They're thinking about buying a car. What type of loan should they get? Should they pay cash? Negotiating the deals on the lease. They're negotiable, folks. Everything is negotiable, especially at a car dealership. Everything and anything, you have to educate yourself before doing it, especially with your finances. Because guess what? It's not just your life, not just your spouse's wife, but your families and legacies. You have to make the right decision. And if you need help with this, if you don't know how to do it, if you don't want to do it, if you just, that's what you delegate people for, and that's why you're in the position you are today, call us. That's what we do. We do this on a daily basis. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or just visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help with your personal financial situations. That's what we do. That's how we can help. Don't wait. Now is the time to do it. We are offering a free financial assessment. Take advantage of it. Whatever questions you have, we will take a look at your overall situation, not only answer it, but give you additional recommendations to help save you money. 855-963-2526. That's 855-963-2526. Folks, we're going to go on a little break here. Stay with us. We're going over important topics that we also had that came up this week. Stay with us. This is Gabriel Shane, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We hope you're enjoying the show, going over all things in personal finance. Every week we go over taxes, Social Security, retirement planning, investments, ways to protect you from what's out there. If you need help with that anytime, or what we're talking about sounds like you, we are offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your personal situation. We are offering that for free at no cost. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the rest of the show. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We are going over all important topics of personal finance. We gave you an example of how one of our new clients got stuck in a 401k rollover, almost like a scam, because he wasn't told, and it told him to roll it over so he can manage the money. And then because he was 57, he couldn't pull money out of his retirement accounts. And then he got stuck, came to us, found out a way where he could take it out penalty free. And that's just the unfortunate truth. And we started talking about how to just to make sure you do the research of not only who you're working with, but who you will be working with. Not just the person, but the firm. If they're commission based, it's just not needed. It is not needed. So I want to switch gears here and talk about, here our station producer Dan has brought up, and talking about the markets, and the markets are like, that's about right, Dan. I appreciate that. That's about how it feels lately. It's a roller coaster. It is up, down, left, right, and you name it. And it had me thinking of a scenario. And this started back, I'll say late 2012, with the stock of Apple. And Apple stock at that point in time was trading at about $700 a share. $700 a share in December of 2012. Now, at that time, this was now almost 3.5 years ago, They were scheduled to make $51 billion of sales. $51 billion, holy smokes. That's a lot of sales in 3 months. They were scheduled of that $51 billion to net about $15 billion. Think about that. In 3 months, they would have $15 billion in cash. That is a lot. Now, this is what actually happened, folks. What actually happened is they didn't sell $51 billion. They sold like $50 billion. They didn't net $15 billion. They netted $14.4 billion. Holy smokes. So the stock price, I mean, they still made a lot of money. They still did well. But because analysts said that they were supposed to make $51 billion and net $15 billion, and they made less than that, the stock price dropped. Well, how much did it drop? It couldn't have dropped that much. It went from $700 a share. What would it possibly drop to? $600? $550? Don't tell me under $500 a share. At that time, within 3 months, dropped all the way down $350 a share. It got cut in half. What's the point of me telling you this? Well, we already know what's going on with Apple. Talk about the roller coaster with Apple right now. Why is it doing that? Well, here's problem number one. It's all based on what analysts are projecting. That's the first problem. Analysts, people like you and me, yes, this is their full-time job. They understand what's going on. But here's the thing. Nobody knows what's going on with the stock. Not even the people at Apple knows what's going on. That's the first problem. You got somebody, you got an analyst there that's trying to tell you what it's going to do. Well, let me give you an example of another analyst, folks. Let's start off, if you were an analyst, say you owned the Los Angeles Clippers. You are now an NBA owner, and you're going to start your basketball team. Now, you take a look at a few prospects, a few people you want on your basketball team. Let me ask you a question. Who would you start on your basketball team? Who would you pick? Would you choose a 7'2" African-American male or a 5'10" Caucasian male to start your team with? Who would you choose? Exactly. You would choose this 7'2" African-American male. That's a no-brainer to start your basketball team with. Now, but wait. That's what you think. Somebody else might think or think to ask, where'd you play basketball at? Did you play at UCLA, Duke, USC, North Carolina, some of these big name schools for basketball? Or do you play at a small community college in the Midwest? Or somebody else might ask, can I just see you play? I just want to see how good you are. Another analyst might say, I just want to talk to the person. I want to see the character of the individual. Folks, these are all proper ways to analyze a basketball player, but guess what? All of those can be wrong. Yes, it enhances your guess if it's right or wrong, but it's the same thing, not just with sports, as people get them wrong all the time, but it's the same thing with investments, with stocks. Apple's a good example of that. What's happening the past few months, what happened a few years ago. The stock dropped in half, and for what? Because an analyst is trying to tell you what he thinks? What, does he have a crystal ball? If he was, he wouldn't be doing it. For whatever he's getting paid, he would quit his job, not be on TV, but pick and choose and buy, sell stocks and be a billionaire and live in the highest mountains in Southern California. Because in my opinion, best place to live. But the point is, he wouldn't be doing it for what he's getting paid. It's a joke. Analysts. There are financial analysts, financial analysis, technical analysis, aggregated analysis, quantitative analysis, all these ways to analyze a stock, and you don't even have a clue how to get it right. That's why on one channel we'll say sell, the other channel will say buy. It's a joke. That's why you don't mess with stock. Someone's just trying to sell you, or it's probably a friend or family member or somebody like that that's just giving you advice that's not even adequate because it's old news by the time it even gets to you. I get riled up with this, folks. And if you're wondering who this crazy person is on the radio here, it is myself, Gabriel Shaheen. I'm a certified financial planner. I am your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on AM 590, The Answer. More knowledge, more wealth. The smarter you are, more money you will have. And what I'm trying to do is to educate you, to make sure you don't fall in these traps that people do all the time. I get this all the time. I literally got in an arm wrestling match, verbal arm wrestling. We weren't actually, you know, sleeves rolled up arm wrestling. We were arm wrestling over the phone about choosing individual stocks. The guy lost $350,000. He started with $800,000, $350,000 in the past 3 years. What the heck is he doing? He's choosing individual stocks because he thinks he has a crystal ball. Guess what? I have a crystal ball. I'm one of the few people in the world that has a crystal ball. But it's broken. Thank you. Hillary, just be quiet. I'm talking. Yes, I have one, but it's broken. Thank you. It is laughable because nobody has a crystal ball. Yeah, I have one, but it's broken. That's a joke. Thanks, Hillary. But here's the thing. You have to understand that nobody can time the markets. Nobody can choose individual stock consistently. Anybody who claims they do is just outright lying. Outright lying. Because nobody in the history of the investment community have been able to do it. If you even look at the top ones that are out there, the Warren Buffetts, Peter Lynch's out there, they tell you it cannot be done. The smartest investors of all time say that are smart enough to know they can't do it. Why would you? I know everybody wants these high, big blue chip companies that everybody knows that pay dividends, but guess what? Everything's great until it's not. Look at Bank of America. Look at Ford. Look at Lehman Brothers, Barrett Stearns, Wachovia, Enron, WorldCom. Yeah, all great companies until it's not great companies. That's the point. You think you know until you don't know. Everything is great until it's not great. Don't take unnecessary risk. It's not needed. That's why at our firm, we don't deal with that. We get globally diversified portfolios, low cost. We help our clients do this on a daily basis. We tell them where the risks are. Them being overweighted in large caps or certain sectors, it is not needed. It is improper, it is imprudent investment decisions that people mess up on. And folks, you need help with that. If it's something that what I'm saying sounds like you, you should give us a call. We really should talk to understand the errors that you are making. And it's not just you. It's millions of people out there that have been fooled to believe that the investments that they're in are going to help solve their financial situations. But we want you to give us a call. That's what we do. That's how we help people. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help answer your guys' questions. We can help make sure you are properly invested. We can make sure you're not in high cost, high commission, high fee, improperly allocated investments. This is what we can do. We are offering a free financial assessment, and part of that financial assessment is understanding how you're invested and how it can be properly done. Don't do what millions of Americans do and overweight yourself and choose individual stock, because as you know, as you have experienced, it is not sustainable. What's up today is down tomorrow. And look at Apple. Arguably the greatest company in the past two decades, almost. And it has gone through a roller coaster ride. I've had people that lost over 40% of their net worth because of Apple, because they were overweighted in it. And I tried to tell them, good job. You invested in 2004 and invested $100,000, you rolled the dice, and then now you have $10 million. Yes, I get it. Fantastic. But you're not the smartest investor in the world. You are just lucky. And that's how it works, folks. Don't bet your financial futures on luck, because as we have seen, people have lost and lost it all. Client just went from $800,000 to $450,000. And he still doesn't want help because he's going to try to choose that stock that's going to triple his money. Well, good luck with that. And I truly feel bad because unfortunately, I know how it's going to end up. I've seen and read this story before, and it doesn't end well. And if it does, it's by God's grace because it's completely lucky. Folks, if you need help with your financial situation, want to understand the investments that you're in, making sure understanding the fees, how you're compensating, how you're paying the person that's helping you with it, making sure you get a proper allocation that's properly invested, that is truly the optimal way of managing your money. I mean, it's how pensions funds do it. It's how endowments, corporations, foundations, how they manage their money. If that's how you want to do it, we can help you with that. That's what we do on a daily basis. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. give us a call. We'll have a confidential conversation about your situation. We can help where you are today, how retirement looks like, look at your tax situation, see if you reduce it, not just now, but in retirement. And then, of course, your investments, estate planning, and insurance. Tune in every Sunday where we can give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening, folks. Enjoy your afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.